after another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making a very simple yet delicious dinner. We're going to be making pigeon peas in coconut curry. Now I'm using the canned. I did wash, rinsed mine, strained them, and I'll be using two cans of these. But I know you can get them frozen. So if you want to use the frozen, I've discovered that the frozen just takes a little bit longer to cook. I want to show you the easiest and fastest way to make dinner, and you can always go back and use the instant stuff out there if you want to do that. So let's go ahead with the ingredients first. We're going to drizzle some olive oil into our pan. We're going to be using one can of 14.5 ounces of stewed tomatoes, a tablespoon of good tomato paste, half an onion, which we're gonna chop, or which we're gonna dice, two cans of the pigeon peas. We're gonna have 3/4 cup of whipping cream, one can which consists of 13.5 flask ounces of coconut milk, some lemon juice, some salt. I have got armchair powder, which is mango powder, a tablespoon of that. I've got a tablespoon of turmeric. I've got half a teaspoon of fresh ginger and half a teaspoon of fresh garlic minced. And I've got dried parsley for garnishing. And we're also going to be using some Italian parsley for garnishing. Then I also have the sambal here, which is the hot sauce. So anybody who wants to make this dish spicy can go ahead and add this in there. So basically, we're going to get started with our ingredients. I'm going to turn my stove on. Here we're gonna just drizzle about 2 tablespoons, not much, of olive oil in there. And while that's heating up, I'm gonna go ahead and chop the onions. And you don't need these onions to be like really tiny pieces. You can, if your family doesn't like to see the onions in there. And I'm gonna save this for my garnishing on top too. So. And if they really don't like to see onions, you can even put them in the food processor and process them really, really fine. My family doesn't mind them. And I like to see a little bit of the onions in there. So it's up to you how you want to do it. And that's it. So I'm going to go ahead and put that in our oil, and that's exactly how it's supposed to sizzle. So basically we're done with all our chopping. This is, like I said, very, very simple recipe. Okay. While my onions are cooking, I'm gonna go ahead and add the ginger and garlic. Now I don't use too much ginger and garlic because I don't like it to overpower the taste of the coconut milk in there. So just a little bit, where you can just maybe taste just a little bit in there, would be perfect. And I'm not gonna cook these too much because they're still gonna get cooked when we leave them on the stove for the pigeon peas to cook all the way through. In the meantime, I'm also gonna go ahead and add about a tablespoon of tomato paste. And I like to cook my tomato paste just until it's well blended and just changes the color just a little bit. It already smells really good in here with the ginger and the garlic and the tomato paste cooking. Okay, now I'm gonna add the stewed tomatoes. Now, you can always use fresh tomatoes. I am showing you this recipe just because I'm doing it for, you know, quick dinners. If you have fresh tomatoes and you just wanna put them in the food processor and do it that way, go ahead and do that. I'm just doing this to show you the shortcut and instant recipe. Right, I'm gonna increase my heat just a little bit. And then I'm going to go ahead and add my pigeon peas, which are washed, which are rinsed and drained. into the mixture. Give it a good stir. We're gonna season it really well right now at this point. I'll go ahead and add my armchur powder in there, which is the mango powder. The turmeric goes in at this point. I'm gonna put about a tablespoon of salt in here, and you still wanna do a taste test before you serve it. And then I'm gonna drop my lemon in there too, my lemon juice. Again, give it a good stir. And then at this point, I'm gonna go ahead and add my coconut milk in there. Now, if you don't wanna use the heavy whipping cream, you can go ahead and just use another 3/4 can or half a can of the coconut milk. And if you just want to omit it altogether, you can do that too, because we already have enough gravy in there, like you can see. Look at the color. The turmeric gives it such a beautiful, beautiful color. I'm going to go ahead and add my whipping cream. Stir. And I'm gonna cover it and I'm gonna let it cook. When we come back, I'm gonna tell you exactly how long it cooked for. We're gonna serve it, garnish it, and I'm gonna try and give you my best opinion on how this dish turned out by tasting it. So I'll see you here in about 20 minutes. Welcome back, everyone. Actually, this did not take 20 minutes. Friends, it only took 10 minutes. And the way I could tell that it was done was by just pinching one of the pigeon peas, and it's soft, so I know for sure that it is done. So I'm gonna give this a good stir here. And you see, I have got big pieces of tomatoes in here. My husband and my kids don't mind it. They love it. If you don't want the tomatoes to show, you could always put it in the food processor before you put it in here, because then you don't want to fish for it after they're in. So we are done. I'm going to show you how we're going to garnish this and then plate this. Simple dish, jazzed up to look like it can serve a king. So I'm going to give this a stir. Look at that. Look at the colors. The red and the yellow and the green, it just looks really, really good. All right, so the way I'm gonna garnish it or serve it, I wanna show you what I've done here. What I've done here is I've just taken some onions, some baby cucumbers, some salad, arranged it, and I have sprinkled it with sumac powder with the Italian parsley. So, plating, you can do anything with the plating and make it look really, really, really elegant. Okay, and then I'm gonna go ahead and plate the main plate here. And like I said, simple ingredients jazzed up to look amazing, because to the eye, it looks amazing. To the mouth, it tastes amazing. And if you wanna see my recipe on how to make the sumac rice, or how to decorate the rice with sumac, I do have a video uploaded on how to make rice. I'm gonna give this a quick taste test and let you know how it tastes. Folks, this is my favorite dish. The pigeon peas are just melting in my mouth. The tart flavor from the sumac powder in the rice just gives you a zap. And the silky, smooth, creamy taste of the coconut milk brings it all together. Folks, make this for your family. It's an extremely healthy dish. It's a quick dish. And I can 100% assure you that your family is going to enjoy this just as much as my family and I enjoy it. Thank you for watching this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here on the next episode with another great recipe. Thank you all.